It is that time. On a Friday, to wrap the show in style, we bring in, well, this guy. Volume helps. Doing his thing for NBC Sports Northwest and Rip City Radio and then the millions of things he's up to. On Twitter, at Aaron J. Ventress. Mr. Ventress, feel like it's been a couple weeks. Have you been?
It has been a while. I've been great. How about you?
Pretty good. No complaints. So if you, on Father's Day, saw a delivery on your front door and you open it and it's a number 35 Golden State Warriors jersey that said, "Happy Father's Day. Jordan would have done the same thing. Stein, Steve, and the Sports Talk guys in Eugene," what would be your reaction?
I can't say my reaction wouldn't involve a hitman or two headed to a certain radio station to, ice a couple perpetrators and wrap them up in that jersey and then, put them in the water where they can sleep with the fishes. I can't say that wouldn't happen or would happen.
All right. I suspected an answer along those lines. So beyond the public demolition of Durant, who, everybody's ticked at him for joining the juggernaut, but from a different angle, from what Jerry West and Bob Myers and this organization drafting Draymond in round two, Clay late in the lottery, they brought in for decent money Iguodala, Livingston, drafted Looney at 30, had the cap room for Durant. So logically, we acknowledge that while you could be ticked off at Durant for taking the easy way out, this organization right now is just out-franchising everybody.
They did a great job. Part of the reason, though, they had the money is because they had Curry on such a cheap deal because he had injury problems early on. That can't be ignored. But, they've done a great job. They won 73 games. They won a title before that year. They had the cap space. They had a product and an environment that attracted Durant. There's no blame on the franchise. They did what, most people would do. Hell, Kevin Durant wants to come? Okay. And the goal is to win titles, and they've already won three, and they'll probably win more unless this whole LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George thing happens in L.A. I get it. I just don't think it's good for the league, and I just think it's cheesy what Durant did. People always try to say, people try and throw out examples. Like, someone the other day tried to say, Karl Malone chased the ring, Clyde Drexler chased the ring. They were past their prime. They weren't still elite players, one of the best three players on the planet. They didn't just go to a team they just lost to, a team that they were up 3-1 on, and he stunk. And everyone out there, go look at Durant's performance in Game 5 and 6 of the West Conference Finals. He was awful. Game 6 at home, he was 10 for 31 from the floor. So he choked, loses, and says, if I join that team, I'm guaranteed to make the finals. And that's what he did.
So do you have Games 5 and 6 of that series downloaded on your phone in case the debate comes up?
I've just looked it up because people forget. They forget how they like to blame Westbrook.
Go
back and look at the box scores. Durant was awful in 5 and 6. He played decently in 7 at Golden State, but he had two closeout opportunities, including one at home, and he was horrible. And so then he jumps the bandwagon. Of course they're going to win it. What I hate is they win it, and then they run that Nike commercial, about Durant again. Look at him, Durant. It's like, how can you brag about something everyone knew was going to happen the moment you sign with them? It's not impressive.
Well, it's because he's one of their guys.
Now you got me all wound up.
Yeah, I know, and it's late on a Friday. I apologize. we continue with Aaron Ventress at NBC Sports Northwest. So as somebody who's been playing probably more golf the last 2 years than you ever did, seeing how high the scores are at the U.S. Open, like many hackers, are you enjoying seeing a golf course bring these great players to their knees? Because I'm loving it.
I'm a little torn. It's kind of weird, but at the same time, I think it's kind of cool to have. Like, if this was the norm, I probably wouldn't like it. But to have, one of the majors and a couple of the tournaments be really, really difficult, so you really put these guys to the test, I think it's kind of intriguing. It's interesting. There was a shot Tiger had today, I think out of the bunker, where he chipped it on, it landed nicely, and then proceeded to just roll right off down a little hill. That's happened to a lot of people. You really have to place that bad boy very nicely just sort of plop it in there in the right spot, or you're screwed. They did widen it, though. They made it easier from that perspective, right? They widened the fairways.
Yep.
But the greens are just treacherous. So I was joking today, you know, as bad as I am, you know, what would I shoot, like a 200 there?
We were talking about that yesterday. You got to probably add at least 2 strokes a hole to what you usually shoot. So whatever you shoot at 36, 54, I don't know, the sky might be the limit.
I would probably blow out my hip and tear out a shoulder ligament or two for that many swings.
No, go right to the 19th hole. So, as a guy who now hosts a daily weekday radio show, are you paying attention at all to the World Cup? I mean, your city is one of the hotbeds of the sport in the country. So from the folks who, you know, call into your show, who maybe you've had on, engage you on the radio, do you feel a big level of interest for this event up there in Portland?
When we screen our calls, if someone mentions soccer or World Cup, we hang up.
By the way, what's this call screening?
There's no team. U.S. is not in it.
Right.
So you don't have that angle, which I think completely diminishes interest in the U.S., I would expect. And actually, the other day, it's funny because Dwight made a comment off air. He goes, let's make it our goal to go the entire World Cup without even mentioning an update.
That's cold.
Not even an update. So I think that's our goal on paper, although our producer might at some point feel compelled to at least put an update in there about who's maybe, you know, in the semis or something like that at some point. We'll see.
Hey, we're at market 150. We've had 4 calls today about it.
Have you really?
Yeah, I'm serious. Well, we're kind of nuts. My one producer, Nick, loves the EPL. I like soccer a lot, but, you know, I'm a little different than most people.
I respect it as a sport. I just don't get into it, so sorry.
All right, well, we got you interested in golf. Give me time, Fentress. Give me time.
You did. I'm breaking down greens and stuff. What the hell happened to me? Widening fairways.
I know. You used to tell me that once it was all about the NFL and your scouting guys. Now you're talking about the width of fairways. I'll tell you, all bets are off. All right. Let's wrap with baseball. Despite the fact they've got a run differential of just plus 26, 12th best in the majors, Mariners the third best record in MLB, which is amazing considering, despite last night, King Felix has stunk this year. Their best hitter, Robbie Cano, is suspended. So
doesn't make any sense.
What's the buzz in your world about this Seattle team keeping pace with Houston?
People are intrigued. People are excited. It's been, 2001 since they made the postseason.
Yep.
I do think people pretty much believe that, I believe this too, that Houston eventually will get hot and win the division. But that sweep over the Angels gave them, I think, a 7-game lead over the Angels, which right now is the biggest threat to that second wild card spot. You got to figure either Boston or Yankees, one's going to win the division, one's going to be the other wild card. There's no one in the Central. I think the Tigers are 11 games back from the Mariners in terms of race for those second wild card spots. So really the Angels are the next threat. So can they hold on? That's the question. The Angels could lose Ohtani for the season, maybe 2 seasons. Who knows what happens there? And they're just, I mean, they're not that great anyway. So the question is, can these guys hold on? They've been winning a ton of 1-run games. I can't remember what their 1-run record is, but it's ridiculous. You wonder if that can hold up. And the run differential is huge. I mean, that sort of says that if you're 20 over or 19 over and your run differential is only in the 20s, that means you're winning a ton of close games, and you wonder if that can hold up over the course of a long season. That's where they play 162. It's a test. It's a war of attrition. We'll see if they can hold on.
Yeah, it'll be fun to follow. Well, I appreciate you sneaking us in late on a Friday.
Sure.
You have yourself a magnificent Father's Day. Enjoy the weekend, and look forward to talking next week. Thanks a lot, AF.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
All right, take it easy.